This is Indiana Public Radio News. Good morning. I'm Stan Sollers at 44 past the hour. Ball State University will have final exams starting Tuesday of next week and continuing through Friday as classes wrap up now for the fall term. Joining us again today for a Ball State pandemic update is Ball State President Jeff Mearns. President Mearns, welcome back.
Thank you, Stan. Good to be with you.
Good to be with you as always. What are the latest Ball State COVID numbers?
As of Thursday evening, we had 88 students who were presumed active. That is a modest increase from this time last week. And we, as of Thursday evening, had 22 employees who are presumed active. Again, a very slight increase over last week, consistent with the numbers, actually a little less of increase than we're seeing out in the surrounding community.
Are there any new suggestions on COVID procedures from faculty, staff, health professionals, students since we last spoke?
We are updating comprehensively the protocols that we put in place in August for the fall semester, and we're doing a comprehensive revision of those protocols for the spring semester. As part of those protocols, we're completing all of the necessary steps to implement the pre-arrival testing protocol, the pre-arrival testing requirement for students. We're also continuing to determine what form of surveillance testing for students that we'll conduct in February and March. And then, as I shared with you last week, we're also evaluating whether to encourage or require some form of extensive testing for faculty and staff before classes resume, sometimes after the holiday, after January 4th, but before on-campus classes are scheduled to begin on January 19th.
Well, what have you, as Ball State's president, learned from the pandemic thus far to pass along to future Ball State presidents?
Well, I feel fortunate. I think if I were giving advice to my successor, I'd say assemble a good team. And by good, I mean people who not only are competent in their position, but people who are fundamentally committed to our mission. And by team, I mean people who are servant leaders, who will work with each other to get the extraordinary work done throughout the institution. I guess the other suggestion I'd have is that as you go through these difficult times, continue to be guided by the institutional values, the enduring values that are reflected in our beneficence pledge and are represented by the beneficence statue. And for us, when I reflect on those values, one of those values is to be innovative. And certainly we've needed to be creative and responsive during this crisis. As I've shared with you before, another one of our values is social responsibility, acting for the benefit of other people. And that certainly has been important to us in particular during the pandemic. One of our other values, as you may recall, Stan, in our strategic plan is courage. And that will require leadership to be willing to make difficult decisions. We've been required to look at unusual circumstances and make difficult decisions. But also, as I often say, to me, one of the most distinctive values of our university is gratitude. And that means both expressing appreciation, but also demonstrating appreciation through action. So at our board meeting later today, I anticipate that our board will adopt the recommendation to create 4 additional holidays over vacation days over the holidays. And that's just one way in which we can express our appreciation to the extraordinary efforts of our faculty and staff this past semester.
Anything else on the front burner for the trustees meeting?
Well, we have some exciting news that I can't quite share, but you might recall in our September board meeting, the board allowed us to proceed with the design of an outdoor amphitheater. And I'm going to share some news later this afternoon that a very generous donor, Charlie Brown, who provided generous funds for the planetarium, has agreed to fund not just the design of that project, but actually the construction of that project. So I anticipate that will be a great announcement this afternoon.
Well, you could save the trouble and just announce it all right now.
I think I kind of did.
Where is this to be placed if it is to be built? We'll phrase it that way.
I anticipate it will be built on the site of the old Emmons parking garage there on the grand lawn that is being constructed right now.
All right. Well, if it happens, we'll be there with microphones in hand. We'll leave it that way then. Are there any efforts to document and to archive what the campus has been through this year with the pandemic so that future generations of Ball State students?
Yes, and I'm grateful for you asking that question. Yeah, the Bracken University Library Archives are, of course, maintaining all of our internal documents, the plans and the protocols and the communication. But several months ago, they also embarked on a collaborative effort, a campus and community archive project. So they've invited faculty, staff, students, and members of the community to submit personal reflections, to submit photos and videos, to submit artwork and poems. Our archivists are doing this in collaboration with the Muncie Public Library and with the Everyday Life in Middletown project. And it's a wonderful example of the collaborative role our colleagues in Bracken Library are playing to preserve not just the institutional history, the official institutional history, but really the history of all of the people on campus and in the community that have been affected by this pandemic.
We dare not forget what we've gone through because we certainly don't want to repeat it at some point in the future.
That is true.
Thank you very much, President Jeff Mearns, for being with us again for another Ball State Pandemic Update.
Thank you, Stan. Be well.
You as well. Turning now to sports. As the cliche goes, it's all on the line Saturday at noon for Ball State's football Cardinals. Tomorrow's game with Western Michigan will be for the Mid-American Conference West Division crown and a ticket to the MAC championship game against East Division champion, 24th-ranked Buffalo, at Detroit's Ford Field next Friday the 18th. Both Ball State and Western are 4-1 in their pandemic-shortened season. Kickoff is at noon on ESPN+ and on the Ball State Radio Network.